Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Today's show brought to you by Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. It was hopping earlier today. Before that soccer match or whatever.
Yeah.
They don't call it game, right? They call it match.
It's a on the pitch.
On the pitch.
Yeah.
Big game's always better with crab fries. Online at chickiesandpeets.com, the official sports bar of your world champion Philadelphia Eagles. If you're going to the game tonight, of course, you can stop by Chickies beforehand. Speaking of the game tonight, Fritz, let's do it.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Tell Jackie Baseball.
Before the series starts, by who'd you rather have a shortstop, Lindor or Trey?
Lindor.
Interesting. Yeah. Says a lot. Says a lot.
Says you have a 2020 vision.
Yeah. Yeah. That guy's awesome. Come on, man.
Yeah.
He's awesome. We'd love to have him. But I had Trey on my top 11. And you didn't.
That's true.
But you changed it.
What was the final list?
A good game.
What was the final list?
What do you mean was the final?
My final list had Trey on it.
Well, right. But you changed it midweek.
Are you going to do your top 11 New York athletes?
No, I'm not going to. What are we doing?
You should. That'd be funny.
Top 11 New York athletes?
Yeah.
But I only like a couple of them.
Would Jack Hughes on the Jersey Devils count? Does that count because it's Jersey?
Nobody in New York cheers for the Devils.
What about an Islander?
That would count, but I don't like any Islanders.
What about a Brooklyn Net?
I don't think I like any Brooklyn Nets either.
I'll say, who the hell is on the Brooklyn Nets?
Cam Johnson?
Like Cam Johnson, actually, now that we're being honest.
I do want him to be a Sixer.
I would love for him to be a Sixer.
At some point. Player. So, no Bryce officially tonight.
Oh,
so,
there you go.
No Bryce in the lineup. Otto Kemp, right?
You got closer.
Okay. So, Otto Kemp is at first base. Otto, by the way, whatever, hit the ball to the wall last night. That was a good sign.
He also watched it.
He did?
Yeah. Yeah, dude.
It could have been a moment for old Otto.
It would have been his first one, but I'm saying, brother, make sure it's over the wall.
Yeah.
You haven't been up here that long to be staring at.
And always remember, you're just a Division II guy. Like me.
Well, yeah, if you keep that in mind, then he won't. Yeah, I mean, he'll stay motivated.
For real, though, and he's been a little jolt of energy since he's been up here. Yeah. But like, he was hitting a bunch of home runs in AAA, right? Like, where's the power? And it's not even like, even in the games where he has a bunch of hits, I don't see him putting jolts into balls or anything. Like, what do you think's going on?
Well, I mean, so I think he has minor league power. I mean, the thing about Kemp is he's not the biggest guy in the world. Like, yeah. I think I don't think he'll ever be a 20 home run guy in the big leagues.
Okay.
I think he's like a 15. Well, what do you want?
We kill a guy who plays third base and doesn't hit home runs, but we get so excited for the other guy, this guy's not going to hit home runs either.
One's not 6'5". Otto Kemp,
which actually works against him.
Against who, Bohm?
Yes.
In what?
Being 6'5", it's harder for him to get those long ass arms around swinging.
Mm. What about Judge and Stanton and all the other 6'5"?
Doesn't mean that it's an advantage. They're also big guys.
But it does help you have leverage to drive the baseball.
I'm not saying that it doesn't, but the guy's never been a home run hitter. I'm sorry, I don't know what to tell you.
I'm disappointed about the auto.
I'm just telling you, Otto, you had me thinking Otto was a power hitter.
Yeah, I thought we were getting Darren Ruff up here.
Yeah.
No, Babe Ruff.
No, I think you're looking for a good, like, 280, 15 to 20 home runs and plays a bunch of positions. I think that's the Otto Kemp can play first, can maybe play second. Stott's slowly kind of heating up a little bit, can fill in at third, and now he's going to play left field because Weston Wilson got sent down.
What happens if we have nothing but players like that?
Well, if you think, like, Otto Kemp was never going to be an all-star.
He's not one of the real guys.
No, that's not what I'm saying. My only point is that then where is the guy that comes up that hits all the home runs?
Right.
Because Crawford doesn't hit home runs. Aiden Miller doesn't hit home runs. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, all of our guys hit 15 to 20 home runs.
I know.
And we can't trade any of them.
Maybe. I will say. So
that's all I was saying. Yeah, I was like, do we have a power hitter down there?
I do. Well, the one guy
what about
might.
Rincones?
Yeah, he's probably he projects to be a 25 home run guy.
You know, Bryce is headed to being a 15 or 21.
The 25.
I'm like, yeah, he's heading that way.
Well, that's the thing is that if you want to break down Keaton Anthony, I'll break down Keaton Anthony. He's the first baseman for the Iron Pigs right now.
Okay.
But again, he has nowhere to play because he's just the first baseman. And he's more of a pure hitter as well. Phil's got pure hitters all over the... Yeah, we don't need a 35 home run guy.
There's
a bunch of solid... through nine, tough to get out type of lineup.
I think I just stumbled on how I'm going to make Jack crazy next year is with Bryce Boehm.
Yeah, no, you can do it. You can do it. You'll need a new producer, but you can do it all you want. You can do it all you want. But I will say, so how they've been playing recently, I know we've been doing the how much do you want to invest in this team versus not invest in this team. I'm having a tougher and tougher time, like not wanting to just go for it.
Yeah.
It's because, like, dude, I keep looking at the starting staff, and I actually think we've somehow underappreciated how dominant they are. I mean, look at what Sanchez did last night. That's 8 innings. He could easily go on 9.
He was awesome last night.
And he's looking closer and closer to last year, and he's looking closer and closer to the guy that everyone thought could be a Cy Young contender. Like, he's reached that. Suarez is pitching to a 1.18 since May 10th. He looks phenomenal.
Wheeler's Wheeler.
Lizardo, last start wasn't great, but has shown signs of being great. Abel, we'll see. Knowles, no?
No, huh? I agree with you.
Knowles?
You just...
Knowles, man. We don't even know what he is right now.
On the 60-day IL now, yes. So he's officially donezo for a little bit.
You can't... If you have a baseball team with this starting staff, you have to go for it. You just have to. It guarantees you, like... 85 wins off the bat, I think, with a starting staff like this. You know, already you're 500 or just over 500. Like, I just don't think the difference between them and any other team in baseball is that drastic where I wouldn't go for it. I just don't. You could say the Dodgers. Dodgers have had so many injury issues from a pitching perspective that I just think it would be criminal to not go for it this year. I think it would be. And who knows what these guys are next year.
Right.
You know what I mean? Who knows who's even here?
Exactly.
Ranger might not be here. Schwarber might not be here. Yada, yada, yada.
JT might not be here.
Right. Just go for it.
Ranger or Schwarber?
If you can only pay one?
Yep.
God.
I don't like that question.
I got to see the rest of Ranger. I got to see Ranger the rest of the year.
I don't like the question. Guess what? It's just
think Dave Dombrowski's like, yeah, I don't like this. I don't like this decision.
Well, at least he's got 2.5 months to see if Suarez can hold up.
That is a big question if Suarez holds up.
Yep.
If Ranger holds up.
Well, and the price goes up.
Well, but then you feel better about spending on him. You know what I mean?
We just gave 170 away, didn't we? The NOLA, what did we give him?
Well, yeah. That was
on a down year. And he had a semi-good postseason. We're like, you know what? There he is.
I just think a great starting pitcher is worth a lot more to me than a great DH. Or a good DH. Schwarber is a good DH. Not great. Good.
Oh.
Right?
For DH standards, he's pretty...
Yeah, he's pretty damn good.
He's good.
It's like Devers, him, Otani for now, but he's a pitcher.
Well, he's not a pitcher. He's in the same category as Schwarber, which is why he's going to be a DH in the All-Star game.
I just want to point, this is going to be one of my new bits with the Phils.
Yeah.
It might take a while to get there, but I don't care.
Okay.
Orion Kerkering's 122 saves away from passing Jonathan Papelbon. We got to take Papelbon off the record
list. You're going to have to chase Rob Thompson out of town.
Yeah,
because
seriously.
The day after you named him the closer, they put him in the eighth inning.
It was situational.
Okay.
Situational. Went right back to him last night. As long as starter goes eight.
Oh, yeah, which should happen all the time.
Kirkren got the ninth.
Yeah.
And then game tonight is on Apple TV. All games are on national TV, but Apple TV tonight. And the nice part about Apple TV,
you can sync it up to WIP.
You can sync it right up with Fransky.
Or if you don't have Apple TV, because you're like, enough already, stop charging me $8 more for another TV service, which I would be completely normal. You can just listen to the game on WIP, and Fransky will tell you exactly what's happening. That's his job.
That is his job.
You know what I mean? That's his job.
Yep. Way to go.
Do we know if Tasty Cake is ready or not?
Tasty Cake's good, yeah.
Okay. 215-592-9494. Tasty Cake, Dom, you're on WIP.
Yeah. Spike, they don't have Apple TV in a rehab, so I'll be listening.
Idiots. Well, yeah. You do it on your phone if you wanted to, but
I'll just listen.
Yeah, there you go. Yep.
One thing, list week was tremendous.
Oh, thank
you. And
you're
right, it sparked conversation everywhere all week long. It was absolutely spectacular.
Glad you enjoyed it.
That's great.
Yeah, it will definitely be coming back next week, much to the chagrin of 66% of the Twitter voters.
Real quick, on yesterday's list, real quick, I thought Jack did a great job with his list. Jack, I'd have had to work Eddie Jordan in there somewhere.
Oh, yeah. See, Jack didn't feel Eddie Jordan the way you and I did. So Jack, for his top 11, did the worst of the last 25 years.
Oh.
So it was players and managers and coaches.
Oh,
and
Eddie Jordan didn't make the list?
No, because I
just don't remember the Eddie Jordan thing.
Okay. Yeah,
it wasn't memorable.
So that was what?
Remember that mess.
Was that 08?
Yeah, it was like 08.
So, there's so many bad things about that year, but him benching Elton Brand for some reason, and it was somewhere on the internet. That was when I first started writing about the Sixers, because they gave me a press pass for some reason for every game, and I just started writing up every game, and I sometimes go back and I read through it. What a disaster Eddie
Jordan
was.
One thing I remember about Eddie Jordan,
Princeton offense.
The one thing I remember about him, and he said he doesn't need a true point guard to run it.
No, it does
I'm
not.
Like, what?
Yeah.
But Spike, I hear the word Princeton now, I get a rap.
Yep. Yeah, he was terrible, man. Yep. He really was.
Spike, I had a call in. Now, I was enjoying the show, but I had a call in because this is such a great day for me. I have such a long history with Ike, and Jack's my buddy. But you and I had a moment today, Spike, because I'm so honored that you quoted me to win your argument with Elliot that I feel so honored that it made my day.
I can't remember. What did I quote you on?
Because the exact argument you used to win the step over amount is word for word what I said to you about the Landsberger move 2 weeks ago. Word for word. You just took out Landsberger and put in step over.
Oh, you're talking about the Dr. J thing.
National TV, historic move. And by the way, Spike, they showed that Landsberger move on the finals this week. They didn't show no step over.
Well, there you go. Well, then we might have to reconsider that then. Then that is a fair point.
I oversold it.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Well.
They're still showing it, and that's 1981.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. You're right. I'm wrong.
But no, it was a plus thing because you used my argument against Elliot and you stomped him.
Well, that's what you got to do. We got to you got to take little bits of different arguments, file them away in your brain for when you need them in the future.
You want a debate today, Spike, and I want a debate because they took a cheap shot on the midday show, so I had to call in and slap them around a little bit.
Uh-oh, cheap shot against who, us?
They're trying to win a football argument, that Kyle said, you act like Jalen Hurts is Tobias Harris.
Oh.
What a cheap shot. Come on.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family.
Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Are you kidding me?
Oh,
jeez! Like, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen, Tasty Kate.
Yep.
Toby doesn't play here anymore.
Yeah,
now.
You're Ike's out on the Toby thing.
Ike, my point exactly. The guy's been gone for a year, and you're still kicking him. Come on.
Seriously.
All right, Tasty Kate.
All right, brother.
All right, love you guys.
Thank you for the
call, brother.
Man.
Yeah. Yeah. I like Toby when he was here.
Yeah, but it's
I'm following
over.
Toby everywhere.
Right. You're letting that go.
Yes, sometimes you got to be like, hey, enough is enough.
Letting bygones be bygones.
Here's your chance to get off the train.
Yep, it is a mutual divorce.
Yes.
You know, it's one of those ones you guys figured it out in 2 weeks. You both use the same lawyer. You know what I mean? Like, everybody's good. He's happy in Detroit. You're happy
I'm
here.
I'm good. Yes, yes. We move on.
So real quick, here is the staff top 11 list.
Ah, okay.
As we have not revealed that yet. Mm-hmm. Number 11, Zach Bond. So Zach Bond
does make the staff list.
Did make the staff list.
At 11, barely.
Barely. Number 10, Joel Embiid. So he did make the staff list as well.
Yep.
Embiid was 11 audience and 10 staff. Mm-hmm. 9, Jordan Mailata. 8, Kyle Schwarber. 7, Jalen Carter. 6, Lane Johnson. 5, A.J. Brown. 4, Bryce Harper. So Bryce was number... Oh, yeah. Bryce was 4 on the big list as well. 3, Jalen Hurts. 2, Zach Wheeler, and number 1, Saquon Barkley.
So we had Wheeler a little higher.
Yeah, the staff had Wheeler at 2, and the listeners had Wheeler at 3. And then final, just because of the weighted scoring, Wheeler ends up at 3. So there it is. Not making the staff list, Devontae Smith, Quinyon Mitchell, Tyrese Maxey, Cooper DeJean. There you go. 215-592-9494. Kenny from the Dirty 30, reportedly. You're on WIP. What's up, Kenny?
Actually, reportedly, hypothetically, whichever adjective
for
the day.
Yeah.
Guys, I apologize. I called yesterday. I was on hold, and I don't mind waiting on hold. But then all of a sudden, Armageddon hit yesterday, and I don't know how many people's neighborhoods got, but I had to hang up because I almost got hit by a tree.
Yeah, dude, that storm, Jack lost me for about 20 minutes where all I was doing was staring out the window thinking about my basement.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, yeah. So,
oh, man, it was, yeah, Mother Nature every now and then reminds us who's in charge here, and it sure the hell ain't us.
No, it is not. That's for sure. My biggest Mother Nature reminder was my 1 year at University of Southern California where there was an earthquake, and I realized that there's no warning, there's nowhere you can go, and the literal earth is shaking so much that buildings are falling. And I said, you know what? I don't need to live here. I don't need to be here anymore. And I left. What's up, Ken?
I wasn't going to talk about that, but when that earthquake hit North Jersey about 15 years ago, I was in the IKEA up there by the Newark airport.
Mm-hmm.
And the last place you want to be in a panic is in IKEA because that place is a maze. And people were screaming because they couldn't figure out how to get out of there.
Yeah, I remember that. Well, I was on the air at YSP at the time, and I knew I was losing my job at the time. So I thought, normally I would just stay on the air, but I just, like, I went into the staircase. I was like, I'm out of here. They're not paying me in 2 weeks anyway. What difference does it make?
Well, East Coasters aren't used to that. Anyway,
no.
So I've been reluctant to call because I know you guys are going to yell at me about my my top 11. Here's the thing. The Flyers aren't ready yet.
Yep.
Any Sixer that was signed by this current administration has the heart of a hummingbird and the brain of a earthworm.
Yep.
And that includes Embiid. I don't think he's a playoff loser. I can't put him on my list. And Jack, you're going to kill me for this, but any baseball player is at least number nine for me because
the Eagles won the Super Bowl.
Well, no, not that so much the Eagles won the Super Bowl. Zach Wheeler, as great as he is, he only plays 20% of the games. He can't be any higher to me than nine.
Yeah, but you can evaluate players differently at the same time.
But you do understand, hold on the Zach Wheeler thing, because I hear this a lot. They only play one out of every five games, and it's true. But a everyday player only bats four times out of an entire game. So most of the game, an everyday player has no effect on the game whatsoever. When a starting pitcher is in there, they have an effect on every at-bat. Like, a starting pitcher is the only player in all of baseball who can basically win a game for you single-handedly. So I know that they only play one out of every five games, but their effect on those games are far more than an everyday player in baseball.
Ah, and that's my argument about quarterbacks. Even above average quarterback has more effect on a football game than any other position there, which is why my quarterback gets a lot more consideration on our list. So that's why I had Jalen Hurts in my top three.
Okay,
but all the rest are Eagles. I'm not going to go into it, but I had eight Eagles and three Phillies. And quite frankly, Kyle Schwarber, that guy's a warrior. I don't care what sport he plays, the way he plays the game, his attitude, the way people respond to him.
Okay. Yep. So wait a minute. So Zach Wheeler only plays 20% of the games, but Kyle Schwarber, who does not play in the field, who literally is playing in any given 2.5 hour baseball game, is playing for like 6 minutes. He is in your he's a warrior?
Mm-hmm.
He is a warrior. Okay. He's also number 10.
What's a warrior? What are we...
I like it.
Oh, come on. Listen, Ike, you played with guys in the locker room.
Oh, here we go.
Yep.
Here we go.
Yep.
They might not be the most talented, but...
They might not even play most of the game?
They're really starting to go after Ike Reese now.
Sitting right next to you, man. And,
I don't know if this is a compliment or insult. I don't know where we're going with this.
Nah, come on.
Well, I know you mean it as a compliment, but Jack will turn it into an insult.
No. What was your favorite Ike Reese play?
My favorite Ike Reese moment?
Yeah.
Like, you're going to love this.
Oh, he's got one.
You and John Runyon are sitting next to each other at a Miss WIP contest at Chickies and Pete's in the parking lot, and I was right behind you, and we laughed that entire time. And, Ike, you're a funny dude. Most people don't realize it.
Hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
We're going to let that go right there. A bit of a cop out.
Let's
leave that one right there.
Yeah. That was a cop out. It was definitely a cop out. I love Kyle Schwarber, but
been a lot, and I love Schwarber too. It feels like there's been a lot of.
He's a warrior?
Inflated on.
Dude, stop it.
It's a little inflated.
It's a little.
No, not you.
Okay.
You.
Oh, here we go. What did I do now?
Well, it's because of the Bryce thing.
Well, it's been a tough week for me.
People are putting him over Bryce.
Which is ridiculous.
That's right. Now, this is the guy, Spike, that wanted us to give Schwarber an extension before the season even started. He was so worried and concerned.
Still am?
Yeah.
But now that the Bryce Schwarber thing is happening, you're like, hold on.
It shouldn't be happening. So, like, I can do both. I can think it's ridiculous, and I want him extended. And it's the Wheeler thing. It's been I hate top 11. Like, I don't think we should do it next year. Like, if Wheeler is not in someone's top five, dead to me, for all I care.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, can I ask this?
Yeah.
Depends.
I love the fact. I love the fact that both of you, get a little irritated if Wheeler's lower than four, like
lower than three.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
lower than three. I'm glad you admitted that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Get a little tight.
So, I'm thinking maybe you guys just have a higher opinion of pitching.
Maybe.
Right?
Well,
like the baseball fan in me, I like pitching. I'm going to always have more, I'm going to lean towards the everyday player more than I am the pitcher.
But
as a guy that I want more.
I think, but I think if we had done this list 15 years ago or whatever, I think Roy Halladay would have been top three.
Well, that's how good you have to be.
Yeah.
See, you guys wanted to put him in Roy's class. I don't think he's anywhere. I haven't felt that.
I don't think
Zach Willard.
I don't think his peak is Roy, but I think Roy's peak is higher.
Yeah.
But Roy didn't. Halladay didn't do it for this amount of time.
Right.
I think. I think Wheeler is hurt by the fact that they haven't won.
Like, give me a Wheeler moment. Give me the biggest moment Wheeler has had.
Well,
the sticks that everybody should have. And that's not a knock on. I'm just, from the fan perspective, we're talking about moments, right? So part of it is, what moment is he remembered for?
Well, so I think if you're, it's easy for Halladay because he has the no-hitter and the perfect game.
Exactly.
It's more just like what he's done. Like I would say 7 innings against the Mets last year, shutout. Like, that's impressive.
Right.
I could give all the.
It's not that impressive.
But it is. I mean.
7 innings of shutout baseball?
Yeah. Yeah.
I got a guy who was giving me complete games every time he went out there to start.
I know. Yeah, for one postseason.
I know. All I'm saying is, I think, like Hamels, I think Hamels would be, if we were to make this list when Hamels was in his prime,
yeah,
he would be higher on the list.
Well, but he was pretty polarizing. A lot of people hated Hamels. Nobody hates Wheeler.
The voice.
Yeah. I think Wheeler is just like, I admire, he is a rock. Like, he's just so steady and good. I agree with you. There's nothing. There's no big moment we all remember.
You guys convinced me, so you got me to actually make sure I had him up higher on my list.
It's just amazing that every time he pitches, I just assume it's going to be 7 innings and one run, and it mostly seems like it is.
Yeah,
you know.
And,
so.
I mean, and his postseason ERA it's not a small sample size. I mean, it's and I know it's only one start last year, but it's like 2.13, and he's at the lowest postseason WHIP in the history of baseball. And that includes Mariano Rivera. So like, it's more totality of what he's done, I think, in those moments than singular moment.
Yeah, there's no big flashy.
And he's probably going to finish. He's going to finish second in NL Cy Young voting for the third time.
Again, yeah.
So he's going to be the guy that we talk about when his career is over. We didn't appreciate him enough while he was.
Yeah, but I feel like now he's starting to get appreciated. I think last year I didn't feel it, but this year, like the fact that he's top four. But last year, I think, was he on the list or was he just on the back end of the list?
I think he made the list last year,
right? I think he made the list, yeah. I'll look.
But he certainly wasn't top four.
I saw Ranger on the list and Nola on the list.
Yes. I had Nola.
So then I would say Wheeler probably made it.
Yeah.
Well, I think Nola made the official list.
The other thing that will happen with Wheeler, one would hope, is as long as he doesn't get injured, and if he does retire when he says he's going to retire Philly, and that will, I think, also make us, appreciate the fact that
already forgotten about his Mets career.
Yeah, there's still something a little transplanty about him to me here, but he's going to eventually retire a Philly who will have pitched more years for the Phillies than anybody else, and he will be a Philly.
Yep.
You know, coming up next. So Jack has had the belt for 2 straight weeks.
That's right.
Bull.
Should be 3.
He has done nothing to keep it.
Oh, yeah.
But we'll
I cooked Elliot.
Well, I don't think you cooked Elliot.
Cooked Elliot.
Yeah, I don't know.
I feel good about my chances this week.
You do?
I do.
Well, you got to work the whole week.
But Jolly worked 1 day a week.
Yeah, well, that's a good point.
All right.
Jolly barely works.
Different criteria.
Yeah, bro.
And Al.
Brode's got it. Al, Al works for like 5 minutes. He's barely working when he's working.
By the way.
Yeah.
I heard Spike say this yesterday.
What happened?
You talk a lot more when I'm not here.
Of course. Well, what do you talk like in a like? What do you mean? Of course, I talk more. Or like the word trash.
You just talk a lot more.
Yeah. In a not positive way.
Yeah.
What do you want me to do? Just sit there?
I'm just agreeing with Spike.
Yeah.
Well, of course I talk more.
Just
got to
control you a little bit more when Ike's not here.
Well, when Spike said it, it wasn't just because I'm not here. I mean, you're just sitting here at the mic. I heard what he said and why he said it.
Said what?
When I said that you talked a lot
maybe
more?
Maybe he didn't get it.
Yeah. I forget what the situation was, but there was somewhere where you were... When you do your little Jack thing and do it a lot more, it's like Fridays.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like Chickie's days.
Sure.
Almost.
Yeah. I'm busy back here.
Yeah, of course. Well, we will find out if Jack keeps the belt or if somebody takes it from him next.
And Robbie.
And Robbie E. defending. He had Jalen number one. So
we got to argue with him about that.
Yeah, a little bit, a little bit.
Robbie fired up a little bit.
Yeah, Robbie E. Joins us next as well. The show today brought to you by Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. We'll be back there next Friday. Big parties, big events, always better at Chickies and Pete's. Book yours, your big party or event at chickiesandpete's.com. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. The Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers for the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget. Visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at Mark's-Jewelers.com. Did you enjoy Top 11 Week? 64.9% say no. Liars. Losers. So
it's a guilty pleasure.
Yeah, come on. You love it. Rob Ellis joins us in a moment to discuss his Top 11 list, which has a notable exclusion on his list, a notable inclusion, and a questionable number one.
Always questionable. Always questionable.
See, hear us laughing. We're all having a good time. But before that, we got to do the belt.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
There could only be one. The boss. The chief. The top of the mountain. The WIP Afternoon Show presents The Belt.
I am a real American. Fight for the rights of every man. I am a real American. Fight for what's right. Fight for your life.
All right. Jack Fritz currently has the belt. The first week, it was because of his turn, saying that he would pitch against Joe DiCamera.
Yep.
Then talked a bunch of trash about Joe. It was a great moment for Jack.
Exactly. And arms bouncing back in a great way.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. The ball's popping.
Yeah.
I might throw harder now than I did in high school.
90?
I think it might have 80-something in the back pocket.
Really?
Yeah, it might be back.
All right. Just make sure you're throwing strikes.
And golf yesterday.
Yep.
Looked good through five holes.
Wow. There you go. Yeah. And then he kept it last week. by doing basically nothing, because nobody came for the belt last week.
And I had a great Jalen take last week.
It was not great. It was okay.
Great.
It was okay.
Oh, great.
On a nothing week. It was okay.
Super.
For a nothing week. The question is, can Jack hold the belt one more week? And the answer is no.
Oh.
The belt is changing hands. And this is going to be controversial. And I got the word back from the committee, and I was like, are you sure?
Uh-oh.
And they said, look at the tenet of what the tenets of what the belt is supposed to be.
I got to hear this.
Who had the biggest take on WIP this weekend?
Well, Joe DeCamera did.
The belt goes to Joe DeCamera.
Oh, who's my man? Goodness. Me!
I look.
Oh, my goodness.
It is what it is. The top 11 week is great. Top 11 week does not hit the fire that it hit without Joe kicking it off, without not putting Hurts on his list.
Right.
Do you know what I'm saying? I mean, it was a big take.
We all disagree
with it.
Yep, I hear you. No, I hear you.
You know, it's just the camera's got the friggin' belt.
Yeah.
Great work, Jack. You couldn't hold on to it for one more week.
We have official comment from Joe DeCamera as well. Want to hear it?
Yeah.
That meant everything to me. Let's go to the phones. 888, I'm sorry to cry. I'm just very emotional.
Well, not shocking that he'd be emotional. Congratulations, Joe DeCamera. One of us has to step up next week, get this belt back. Honestly, can't stick with the morning show.
No.
Certainly not with the camera. We're not at Chickies and Pete's. We will be there next Friday. Show today brought to you by Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Big game's always better with crab fries. Maybe you're heading over to the game tonight. Maybe you want to watch the game at Chickies and Pete's. Online, chickiesandpete's.com. The official sports bar of your world champion Philadelphia Eagles. Speaking of the top 11, joining us now to discuss his list, the guy that usually knows what he's talking about, one Rob Ellis. How you doing, Robbie E?
I wouldn't take it that far, Spike. That's a stretch. I'm getting emotional just listening to the camera getting emotional. I'm a little broken up right now. I don't know if I can get through this. Right?
Yeah, I'm pretty upset to camera with the belt, but you got to give credit where it's due. I mean,
not really, because it seems like we don't.
Yeah, I don't think I have to give credit where it's due.
Well, yeah. I mean, it was a pretty big take not putting Jalen Hurts on his top 11. Now you had him number one. Your opinion on Joe not including him at all? I'm sure you at least heard some of the reasoning.
Yeah. It's outrageous. It's ridiculous. It's okay if you felt some way from the jump, but your opinion should evolve. The guy won it. He plays the most difficult/important position in sports, and he won it. And he can't crack an 11?
Yeah.
An 11?
Yeah.
It's crazy to me. I think he just dug in, and he didn't want to give Richie any rope or any credit or anything. And, hey, I'll give him this. He sticks by his guns. It's a very unpopular opinion. I'll give him that much.
Yeah.
I didn't even think of the Richie angle.
The Richie angle's a big
one.
There's
no doubt it's part of it.
It's like a sibling, even though I'm an only child, it's like a sibling thing.
Yeah.
Where your brother felt some way for a minute, maybe about a band or a movie. You're like, that sucks. And you'll never, ever, Godfather. You won't even give in.
Yeah.
It still stinks.
Oh, that was me through my childhood, not being a Jordan fan. My brothers were Jordan fans.
And
I was
doing
the whole Magic Johnson. I'm Magic over Jordan. Yeah, it was that whole thing.
Yeah, I hadn't thought about the Richie thing. Richie and Seltzer, by the way, because they're both lunatics.
Yes,
what do you mean?
What do you mean? Yeah.
So, I think there's a piece of that. I mean, just to not be able to recognize, like, the clutch gene when you needed it the most. And it doesn't even if you want to dig in on the didn't play great all year, 11 is a lot of rope.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
You could jump in at 8. Or somewhere around there.
Yeah, even Jack and I found a spot for him on the top 11 list.
Yes, and that's movement.
So,
right?
All right. That's what she said. So let me give your list real quick because I have a couple of questions for you.
All right.
11, Matvei Michkov. Number 10, Landon Dickerson.
What are we doing with Michkov? I mean, can we grow up?
Well, that's right. Can he even get through the list before he starts talking?
So,
my God.
11, Michkov. 10, Landon Dickerson, 9, Kyle Schwarber, 8, Joel Embiid, 7, A.J. Brown, 6, Jalen Carter, 5, Bryce Harper, 4, Lane Johnson, 3, Zach Wheeler, 2, Saquon Barkley, number 1, Jalen Hurts. So here is my question. You have Matvei Michkov on it. You don't have Zach Bond on it.
Yes.
Mm,
If I could have one back,
okay.
One.
Okay.
I'll do something Joe can't do with John and James.
Okay. All right.
My bad.
Okay. All right.
Vaughn absolutely should be. If I had two, you know, do overs, I would put Vaughn on there, and I would put Schwarber in place of Harper at five.
Ooh.
Oh, really? So Harper off the list completely,
or just flip
him? Jack.
Oh, come on.
Wow.
Here we go. Okay. What are we doing?
I'm going to sit back.
Here's what we should do. We should put Jack in one of those Silence of the Lambs face masks, like the old school goalie mask.
Yep.
That would just to torture him, and I'll just keep reading my list over and over again. It'll drive him nuts.
Well, also, go ahead. I'm sorry. Say again.
No. I would just say if I could do it over again, I omitted Vaughn. That was a mistake.
Okay.
So that's on me. And Mitch Kopf would be the one that would go.
Well, it's funny, too, because he didn't make the final list, and I actually think there's something so understated about him, just maybe as a person, that people just forgot to put him on it. Elliot didn't put him on his list either. And finally, at the end, he was like, yeah, I probably should have put Zach.
Well, here's why I wanted I think he deserves some recognition for a spectacular year coming over here. We didn't think he was going to be here, number one, on a garbage team with a coach who every other minute was trying to teach him a lesson. Had that guy played under a different coach who I think was a little bit more nurturing towards him, and he didn't, you know, healthy scratch him a couple times and all that, his numbers were ridiculous this year. This guy is a superstar in the making, and I know it's hockey. I get it, but he deserved a little love. That's why I put him on there.
All right. He wasn't even Rookie of the Year. you did have Landon Dickerson on, and you didn't have Jordan Mailata.
Yes. Here's why.
Okay.
We never give the guards any love. All this guy has done since he's gotten here has been spectacular. And I know, look, coming out of nowhere, Jordan Mailata, I get the story's better. And it's not to say he isn't good. But Landon Dickerson deserves, to be on the list. He's a dominant guard. You can make a case he's the best guard in the NFL.
I agree with Robbie E. And it's the reason why I took what everybody else is classifying as a cop-out.
I thought brave.
And did the whole office line because I wanted to put at least three of them on there.
Yeah.
I wanted to put Landon on there as well. So I was like, man, I'll just put the O-line because I think at least three of them deserve to be on there. And you can argue Cam Jurgens if you want to.
Yeah, and by the way, and I love you guys and I love Elliot, it's cowardly to put the whole offense on.
Well, maybe come up with your own idea next time because this is our idea. You know, it's like do your own bit.
But you can't cop out and go offensive line. You can't do
sure
that.
We can.
Sure we can.
Because it's a unit, Rob. It's a unit.
Unit.
Watch. It's a unit.
Hold on. We're going to do the Philly starting staff next year?
No, that's not the same thing. Not a unit.
It's not a unit.
Yeah.
They don't need each other to perform. This is an actual group, and it's not the same as a D-line because D-linemen don't need each other to perform.
And let's be honest, none of us know what we're looking at when we watch the offensive line anyway.
One of us does.
One of us. Most of us don't.
Thank you, Spike. You finally recognized my vision.
Yeah. And then last thing, just on Jalen number one. Like, can you answer me this? Because I asked the same thing. And I will accept your clutch thing. I will all those things. I asked Seltzer the same thing yesterday. Do you think Jalen Hurts is better at what he does than Saquon Barkley is at what he does, or Zach Wheeler does at what he does?
I would say he's more critical.
Okay, that's not what I asked you though. I can understand that.
Just look at this. They took Saquon away, right? Finally, somebody did it, and it didn't matter. It didn't matter, and you still won. Listen, I don't want to. It's going to come off like I'm knocking Saquon. What Saquon does and what he did was transforming this year. He was incredible. None of this happens without Hurts. None of it.
Okay, but just I know you avoided the question. Is Jalen better at what he does than Saquon is at what he does, and at Zach Wheeler?
Yes, because it's a harder position.
Those are two different things, though.
No, it's not.
But sure it
not.
Is.
It's way harder to be a quarterback, which means his degree of difficulty is higher.
Okay.
Than what Saquon's is.
Okay. Who's a bad quarterback? Geno Smith. Is Zach Wheeler better at what he does than Geno Smith is at what he does?
No.
Oh, stop.
He's not.
You're able to
Wait,
discern.
Hold on. What's your question?
My question is Zach Wheeler a better pitcher than Geno Smith as a quarterback?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So all I'm asking you is Saquon a better running back than Jalen Hurts as a quarterback?
No.
You don't believe that.
Yes, I do believe it.
How many? Okay. How many running backs in the NFL are better than Saquon?
None.
Okay. How many quarterbacks in the NFL are better than Jalen?
I think you overrate this. I think Jalen may not be the best, but he's the best for this team. And we're doing a Philadelphia list.
Okay. So if Saquon is the number one running back and Jalen, even if we're going to go, like, let's say he's the fourth best quarterback, Saquon's still a better player than Jalen is.
But what's the list? Top 11 Philadelphia athletes.
Yes. This is where you will get me. In that the quarterback is the biggest part of the list.
Like,
sure.
If you're drafting, you're doing like a sports cross-pollination draft.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, you could absolutely make a case for Saquon. But if we're talking about Philadelphia, this is why I had him won.
But why can't you admit that Wheeler's a better pitcher than Hurts as a quarterback?
I thought it was Geno Smith.
No. Is Wheeler a better pitcher than Hurts as a quarterback?
No, because what Jalen does is more important.
That's not what I'm asking. I'm not even asking. Put the list aside. Is that list exist?
Jalen's better because he plays every down. All right. Zach Wheeler pitches every fifth day.
All right.
I'm sorry, Spike. You don't want to hear not, my answer. But a
starting pitcher can't pitch every day.
Every fifth day. That's the bottom line, whether it's his fault or not.
He do his job better than Jalen does his job?
No, he doesn't. He doesn't.
This is just wrong.
I don't know what to tell you.
I don't even think you believe this. Get the lie detector test.
Listen, I don't say anything I don't believe.
Wow.
I'm telling you the truth.
Okay.
I don't.
All right.
It's what you don't like. That's fine, but it's what I believe.
Okay. All right.
You can't give me a guy who plays every fifth day versus a guy who takes every snap.
Okay. Is Paul Skeens a better pitcher than Jalen as a quarterback?
You can keep going down this road with different names.
What about Roger Clemens? Was Roger Clemens a better pitcher than Jalen as a quarterback?
Did Roger Clemens make every start? Did he pitch every game for the Red Sox?
No, he pitched every fifth day.
Okay. Every fifth day.
All right.
Right.
Okay.
Does Jalen jump in every fifth series?
No.
No.
He doesn't.
Plays every down.
Well, what he does, I know that Zach Wheeler can't give the ball to somebody else to throw. You know what I mean? Like throwing every pitch is different than taking every snap.
Right, so. But that's, right. Sure. But okay. You absolutely still have to throw the ball, and you still do the push. That's all Jalen, right? All right. Is that
right? Well, all right. You know what?
I'm not.
If we're
going to
take
like
credit
Seltzer
for the tush push,
one of the other guys, I guess. Right. I'm sorry.
All right, no, it's fine.
What I say,
I appreciate
it. Robbie, he's not laying down.
It's fine. I appreciate you coming on, Robbie.
You guys are the best. I love you guys.
And he attacked everybody.
Yes. There he is, Rob Ellis.
He attacked everybody.
When you call a guy, they're not going to attack you. No. They hook you up. You kidding me? They're going to attack your old drafty windows and doors. That's what they're going to do with new ones, highly efficient ones, expertly installed. 40% off from Guida, their big summer sales event. It only goes through July 31st. 40% off is a very high number. Almost 50%. That's almost half. 40% off every high-performance, energy-efficient window. 40% off every new door, whether it's a sliding patio door, insulated entry door, whatever. Start your project with no money down, not 1 cent out of pocket, and up to 18 months to pay it off interest-free. A year and a half, interest-free financing. Energy bills down. Like, value of your home up. No interest. That's incredible. Don't miss it. It only goes till July 31st, all prior sales excluded. Call Guida at 877-GO-GUIDA or go to goguida.com. That's goguida.com.
Let me tell you. See, you forgot. Robbie E.
Yes.
Is the only other, outside of myself,
yes,
the inaugural winner of the great debate.
The great Eagles, right? The great sports debate.
Yeah. I think I won two. Rob might have won four of those things.
Yes, I remember Rob winning them.
Yeah, so.
And I got rid of that thing. Just to get the shine off of Ellis. No. I got rid of it because I felt like everybody hated everybody afterwards.
It did turn everybody against each other, yes.
I'll never forget the final one. It was when after I got made program director or whatever, I remember Angelo in the final commercial break looks at me and he goes, Spike, I get the feeling this is going to be the last one of these. Can I thank a few people in the next thing as if it's the last one? I was like, your feeling is right, Angelo. Absolutely. Look, I wasn't when I said, I want to be clear about Robbie E, because I have great respect for IBE. When I was saying, you don't believe that, I don't believe, I wasn't saying that he was doing it for effect. Right. It was more like I was outraged that he could actually believe that.
Yes.
And I still think he was trying to sneak around my question by saying that Wheeler only pitched every fifth day. I understand that. But I'm asking you if, whatever.
A basketball player is only one.
I think you had him. He just didn't give in on it.
He didn't want to give in, yeah, which I respect, by the way.
I
which
thought
is,
you had him, but he didn't give in on it.
He didn't want to give in. Yeah. Didn't want to give in. That's fine, though. But I can understand. The thing is I can understand the argument. I don't even... Elliot wouldn't fully go with this argument, but the argument that it's the Eagles quarterback who won the Super Bowl MVP could be enough.
Yeah.
It could be enough. If you just stood on that, you're like, yes, this guy's better, this guy's, but this guy still, because if we'd done this after the Eagles won the Super Bowl with Nick Foles, I probably would have put Nick Foles number one.
Oh, Nick Foles would have been number one.
Yeah.
Well, slash Wentz.
Yes.
I would have put the quarterback position.
Oh, dude, could you imagine the fights? Top 11 week. Oh, my God.
I would have put Rhys Hoskins.
Yes.
I'm like, I would have put the quarterback position there because both of them would have had to be on the list.
Yes.
It's funny. We wouldn't have known where to rank Kelsey. Because Kelsey hadn't...
He hadn't become... Well, the parade speech did happen.
Sure.
Yeah,
but voting would have happened
but
after
But he wouldn't
that.
Have been like, that's number three or two.
Right.
You know, like he eventually not. Turned into.
Yeah. Yeah.
BG would have been high on the list.
BG would have been high. Fletch would have been really high.
Well, watch him...
Odubel Herrera?
Even Embiid. Embiid was finishing runner-up in MVPs back then. Well, I can't remember. 18.
So 18 was the year where he was hurt for the end of the year. 17, 18 was the year, and they won 16 straight.
Ben would have been on the list.
Oh, Ben would have been on the list. Ben he would have made the list.
And Spike
we would have argued about Ben Simmons.
I would have melted down.
Better without Embiid?
Remember that? Yep. I remember those discussions.
16 straight?
Yeah, beat nobody. I remember those.
And then they had to start TJ in one of those playoff games.
And now TJ's going to win finals MVP.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine if TJ and Iguodala...
I hope he does win the finals MVP.
Well, banner for that at the new Xfinity Mobile Arena?
Yep.
Banner for TJ winning finals MVP?
Man, the top 11 in 2017-2018 would have been interesting.
Would have been wild. Yeah, we should go back and do that next year, maybe.
Like, Giroux would have been on it because he was still a Flyer.
Yeah.
And there would have been a lot of respect for Giroux.
Can you imagine, by the way?
There probably would not
Sergei Bob?
Well, he was 2011.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, was it that early?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I think Brzgalov was here in 12.
Yeah.
And they got rid of Bobrovsky for Brzgalov.
Can you imagine?
Brzgalov is who I'm thinking about.
Oh, Ilya?
That's who I'm talking about. Because that's who just won the titles, right?
No, but Bobrovsky.
That was Sergei Bob. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Can you imagine?
I know one of our goalies just won.
Can you imagine if we have two guys that leave the Sixers and win finals MVP? Iguodala won and TJ would be unbelievable. God
bless
TJ.
Basketball god still spitting on us.
Did you see TJ's dad like stormed the postgame yesterday?
No.
So TJ's dad, TJ's sister is also in the WNBA now.
So
they asked his dad. His dad was so his dad's a coach. And of course, TJ.
Oh, no, he's a coach's kid. Yeah.
TJ's dad is about as high school basketball coach as I've ever seen.
Yeah. Totally red all the time.
Bald.
So he was very proud. And they go, what'd you think of the game your son played tonight? And they're like, he goes, I'm so proud he did miss those two first free throws. And I just...
He's going to coaching mode.
Yeah, he was just like, I couldn't believe he missed those foul shots, though. But after his son just swung another finals.
And then
game.
He ripped him for losing the state championship.
Oh, did he? I didn't hear that.
In high school.
Yeah. So, Jack, the final top 11 at 5 of the week, what's coming up?
The worst top 11 lists.
Oh,
continues.
filled out by WIP hosts.
Okay, all right. The worst top 11.
Worst top 11.
The top 11 worst top 11.
Yeah.
Okay.
A lot of top 11 concerts.
Yes.
The show today brought to you by Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Big games, big events, always better with crab fries. Online at chickiesandpete's.com. The official sports bar of your world champion Philadelphia Eagles. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home.
you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.